Did you notice that the closer you get to Jesus, the harder the enemy presses? When Jesus asks you to do something, the enemy is right there trying to get you to not do it. The reason he's doing that is because he's trying to get you in sin. Because if he can get you in sin, he can attack. Just like in the Word, the story of Job. Job was making sacrifices for his kids every day because he thought they might be sinning. And the enemy came and he said, God said to him, what are you doing here? And he said, I'm walking the earth. Just like Peter said, he said, beware, be cautious. The enemy is roaming around looking for someone to devour. And so because he knew that Job was sinning, he came. He showed up. And he said to God that if you took all this away from him, he wouldn't worship you. And God said, we'll see about that. And he said, go ahead. And God had to allow him to do that because Job was sinning. The enemy knows. He knows how things operate. And he did the same thing to Peter. And notice, Job was God's friend. He loved God. He was an upright man. He hated evil. You can read that for yourself in Job 1. And Peter, he loved God. And Jesus said, you're going to deny me. Jesus knew that he was going to be tempted and that he was going to fail. But Peter didn't know. He thought, no way. And then when he was tempted and he fell away, the enemy came in and tormented him because he was in sin. And so what Jesus wants us to know is that, and what he's trying to do to help us to make it through to the end, is to get that sin out of our life so the enemy doesn't have a chance. When John 5:18, we know absolutely that anyone born of God does not deliberately and knowingly practice committing sin. But the one who was begotten of God carefully watches over and protects him. Christ's divine presence within him preserves him against evil, and the wicked one does not lay hold, get a grip, or touch him. So, you know, Jesus is correcting us. He's getting us to the place where the enemy can't get in at all. So when we're tempted by him, we don't even want anything to do with it. And so if you feel like you're going through some really strange things, Jesus is, his presence in you is strengthening you to be able to resist the enemy, to tell him to flee, to want nothing to do with him. And so the pressure that you're feeling from the enemy is him trying to fight that. He's trying to fight that ability, which he can't, when you just hang on to Jesus, when you rely on him. He can't overcome if you've made that decision that you're going to just do what Jesus tells you to do, that you're going to get that sin out of your life so that he can't touch you. It made it harder for Job and for Peter because they sinned. Although they got through it, and Jesus said that Peter would, he said, well, after all this is over, I want you to go help your brothers. And that's what he's asking us as well. But he's also informing us that we have to get to this place where we just don't sin. We have to get it out of our head that sin is okay, because it's just going to make everything harder for you. And so, you know, just like Satan confronted God when he saw Job sinning, he's confronting God in your case too. He gets a foothold because of your sin. And so whether you know it or not, whether you know you're sinning or not, you're an easy target for him, an entrance. He has an entrance in your life. And so Jesus wants you to know it. He wants to confront you, and he wants you to let go of that sin. And he wants us to see that we're always going to have that opportunity to sin. Jesus is preparing us for what's to come. Jesus was preparing Peter for what was about to happen. He told Peter what was going to happen. He's telling us what's going to happen. He said we're going to be persecuted. In Matthew 24, you can expect to be persecuted, even killed, for you'll be hated by all the nations because of your love for me. And so he's preparing us for that. And if we can't let go of our sin now, if we're hanging on to it and asking, you know, is there any other way, and just wanting something so bad, how are we going to be able to take that persecution, even be killed for our faith? And that's what Jesus is preparing us for. He said, many will stop following me and fall away, and they'll betray one another and hate one another. That's what the enemy is trying to get you to do, to fall away. Stop trusting him. You know, when Jesus confronts you with your sin, it feels like he's trying to take things away from you. But you have to keep your head straight. You have to sit at his feet and realize he's taking from you what the enemy can use against you. You know, the enemy already knows that you love God, and those are the ones he's putting the pressure on. The closer you get to him, the more you've overcome a lot already, and he's afraid. You're a threat to him. He's afraid you're going to go all the way, so he's going to try to get you to be offended at God, to want to hang on to what you feel like, if you go by your feelings, what God is taking from you. But you can go to God and ask him for wisdom, and he's going to tell you. The enemy's using this to keep you imprisoned. He's using this to take over your life, to get you offended at me, so that you will quit and give up, so that you'll turn away from me. It says, many will stop following me and fall away. They will be betrayed by one another and hate one another. And many lying prophets will rise, deceiving multitudes, leading them away from the path of truth. There will be such an increase of sin of lawlessness that those whose hearts once burned with passion for God and others will grow cold. But hold your hope firmly to the end, and you will experience life and deliverance. Don't turn away from Jesus. Let go of that sin. Let it go. It's temporary. It's just a vice. Whatever you're hanging on to, you think you need it. The enemy's trying to get you to think that you need it, because he knows that if it's your God, then God isn't. And then God can't protect you. He couldn't protect Job fully because he was sinning. He wasn't confronting his kids. He was making sacrifices for them every day. He knew. He knew. And Peter, he was informed. Jesus is telling us now, let go of it. I'm coming. There isn't much time. I have things in my life that I wanted to hang on to. But when Jesus said, you don't want it, because it's Satan's way of having a foothold and your life, and then he can come into your life and kill, steal, and destroy. If you don't have sin, if you don't sin, as we just read in John, he can't do anything. He can't do anything. When you don't sin, then you have power and authority over him. It says he will not be able to even get a grip on you. It's not hard for us to let go of sin. If we have understanding, you have Jesus living on the inside of you to resist that sin. He overcame for you. And so when he tells you to do something, then do it. Because whatever he tells you to do and you don't do it is sin. And that's where the enemy is roaming around, trying to find a place in. Trying to find a place where you're sinning anyway, where you're ignoring what God said to you. And many of us think that's okay. But it's not, because really it's Satan controlling you, bringing you to that state of lukewarmness, because you're thinking, oh, it's okay. It's not okay, and you have the power to resist it and the understanding to know that he is trying to control you, that he's trying to be your God, that he's trying to take God away from you, that he is trying to take over to the place where you're going to bow down to him and you're going to miss eternal life, as we just read. And he's trying to get you offended at God. Anything he can get you to do to disobey him, and disobeying him is sin. And sin is what he's trying to get you to do. He's trying to get you to sin. He was trying to get Jesus to disobey. He was trying to get him to cave in and not do what God was telling him to do. But Jesus said and did what his Father told him to do. And he had authority over the enemy. And when we do what he tells us to do, what he tells us to say, go where he tells us to go, we have authority over the enemy. But when we let the enemy talk us into giving up, walking away from Jesus, hang on to your sin, God's trying to take this away from you. In our ignorance, we could turn away from God. Peter denied Jesus, who he loved. He denied him because of the pressure of the enemy. The pressure is going to come, and he's going to try to get you to disobey, to disregard what Jesus said. And Jesus said, not everyone who calls me Lord, you can be living your whole life calling him Lord and disregarding what he said. And he's going to say, I didn't know you, but I did this and I did that. But you didn't do what he said. He was telling you about that sin in your life. And if you don't get rid of it, the enemy is going to be controlling you. He's going to be your God. You're not going to rely on Jesus anymore. You're going to believe his lies. You have to sit with Jesus every day and find out the truth and walk in it and resist the enemy. Resist him. Resist him and he'll flee. Submit to God, resist the enemy, and he'll take off. And the only way you can resist him is to have the revelation knowledge of knowing what's going on. Giving into your flesh, because it's easier. The pressure goes away. If the pressure goes away and you didn't resist the sin, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. And I just want to read this again. Many will stop following me and fall away. Don't stop. The pressure gets so hard that you just think you can't take anymore. But you know the way you can take? The way you can take it? Jesus said, if you lay down your life, if you just decide you're going to lay down your life, that's what he did. He laid it down. It didn't matter anymore what the enemy, it won't matter anymore what the enemy tempts you with. Because you lay down your life. You just say, I'm going to do this. That's what Jesus did. He made a decision. And then when he felt tempted, he said, Father, he went to him in prayer. If there's any other way, otherwise, yeah, your will be done. And you can say that. Is there any other way? But then wait for the right answer. And it's no, but God strengthened him. And he will strengthen you when you make the decision that you're just going to lay down your life, that it's not about you, it's not about your flesh. Then he's going to strengthen you. And it won't be hard to resist the enemy. because you already decided beforehand your life wasn't going to be about you. You know, I've gotten to the point where things that used to be important to me just aren't anymore because I get it. And I'm not willing to give up my eternal life for a temporary thing, a temporary satisfaction. The lie that the enemy is telling you is a lie. And you're going to have to get to the place where you decide you want Jesus more than anything else, and that you're going to lay down your life like he did. And it might be unto death. So he's saying, don't have anything that you have to have. He's going to come and say, okay, that's in your way. Get rid of it. And then you're going to say, okay, help me. And then when you feel yourself saying, I want that, I want it back, that's the enemy telling you you can't go without it, but you can. What you don't want to go without is eternal life. You don't want to go without Jesus. You don't want to walk away from him. And as I said, you won't always know that you are. Peter had no idea he would do that. And then after he did, he couldn't stand himself. The Bible says he cried and cried and cried. I get the picture of the passion where he just couldn't stand it anymore. He couldn't believe what he did. It's a whole lot easier to go through this life being in authority over him rather than him being in authority over you. Getting rid of the sin so you're his boss. He's not yours. We have no power over him when we live in sin. When we live in sin, he's controlling us. And if you're walking really close to Jesus, you're a threat to him, and the pressure is on. The pressure's on. So that's what I have for you today. Let's acknowledge Jesus. Jesus, help us. Help us to resist that sin. Strengthen us. Show us. Confront us. Do what you have to do, Lord. I'm asking for me anyway, and for my friends that are listening, if they want what I want, which is eternal life, which is to walk in authority over the enemy and stop him. I don't want him dictating to me, but I will dictate to him with your power and authority living on the inside of me. Correct us, teach us. Bring us to that place of grace and authority like you had. We love you and praise you. Give you all the glory. Jesus is not only looking out for our eternal life. He's not only looking out for us, but he's also asking us to take that authority and to do his will, to do his work on the earth. Thanks so much for listening today. God bless you.